Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. But you should stop on by there, check it out, just to see what, you know, you never know what might show up while you're over there, so what the heck. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man,
three. All right, so what is even going on? I don't even know. It's just been one of those odd type of days, so I haven't really been paying a ton of attention to what's happening. So what do you like out there?
Well, you know, for one, I, true to form, did not watch anything to do with the NFL draft. I actually didn't even check on it at all. But all that matters in Chicago is that Justin Fields is here as the number one draft pick, or was it number one? I don't know. I don't even know what number it is, but he's a drafted quarterback. And I think the best part is seeing all the memes of Carson Palmer's, you know, and I guess, I don't know if, correct me if I'm wrong, if it's true or not, but he was quoted as saying, they told me I would start. So, I mean, you know, as much as I want to joke about that and whatnot, do you kind of foresee the same BS happening with Mitchell, where Palmer starts four games and then is pulled?
Yeah, well, you know, we discussed a little about it, and it's Dalton, not Palmer. I don't know which quarterback you're getting him mixed up with, but that's okay. I understand. You know, I'm trying to kind of figure this one out because, you know, the Bears don't exactly have a coaching staff that provides confidence in being able to build a quarterback. So it's really hit or miss on how I feel. And, you know, to be fair, you know, Fields had some issues coming out of the draft. So you've got to wonder, you know, if this is the team to correct that. And, you know, in reality, the best thing for him may be able to sit for a little while and kind of learn the game behind a veteran like Andy Dalton. Because let's face it, the Bears aren't winning anything. I get that everybody's excited because, you know, they have allegedly their quarterback of the future and this guy is going to lead them to the promised land. You know, I get it. That's part of the deal. But, boy, man, they've really got the cart before the horse here, because you just never know how these guys are going to, you know, kind of react when they get into the NFL game. I mean, it's a whole different world. So I almost would like to see him sit for a little bit and, you know, see if he can learn the game and pick up the game and work on, you know, the things that he just in reality has some issues with. But, you know, the other thing, of course, is when you get these guys, you want them to play right away. So we'll have to see how they decide to handle it. But I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle here with this. So I just hope it works out one way or the other.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, there's that kid with the shirt off, and he's not the most muscular. You know, talk about that and seeing all those pictures. I guess it's funny. I don't know. but, you know, that was my biggest takeaways from the draft. So I'm not a football guy, so I can't help you. Don't take any advice from me.
Well, you know, I mean, like, I watched quite a bit of the draft, you know, just because, but, you know, it's all so subject to, you know, how you feel. I mean, I'm listening to, you know, people say, well, you know, the Steelers had the worst draft among any NFL team. You know, we don't know that until we actually see them get on the field. You know, so it's so weird that anybody would even know if they had a good or a bad draft. So, you know, and that's always the thing that kind of baffles me with this is, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, well, this was a, you know, this was a great pick, or that was a great pick, or, you know, oh boy, they really took a reach here. You know, you're basing off of kids that played in college. So how do we know yet?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you know, I mean, and that, you know, and again, I mean, the thing that bothers me so much about watching the draft is there's just so much filler garbage. And, you know, you have to listen to them talk incessantly about nothing. And it's just like, really, you know, and then the next pick comes in and it's like, dude, announce the frickin' pick already. All right. I don't care what you're yammering on about here. Announce the damn pick. So that, you know, that just makes it hard to watch. Like, I think I managed to get through two picks in the first round on Thursday before I had to turn it off because it's 10 minutes in between picks and I just couldn't handle it. So, you know, I was just like, oh, God, I got to move on. I can't watch this anymore. But, you know, it's one of the things that gets everybody really excited. So, you know, they can watch, you know, their favorite team or, you know, however it works for you. So, you know, we'll see. But it gets harder and harder for me to watch every year. So, oh, but yeah, and then you'll get a kick out of this. I didn't realize this going into last week, but luckily I changed my lineup because I knew I still had a game going. I actually made the playoffs in our fantasy basketball league.
Oh, you jerk.
I was the last team to get in. I was number 8. And even better, This week, I checked it this week. I got eliminated, but I tied. So I must have lost the tiebreaker somewhere down the line that I didn't get to move on. And I was just like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, that totally sucks.
So, but yeah, I was like, oh, cool. Okay, I got in. So yeah, now I'm in the consolation league or prize, you know, prize or whatever you want to call it there. So we'll see how that goes. I guess that means the best I can finish is third. NFL.
Hey, that's pretty pretty cool. I was in it until that very last week. I don't understand. I got knocked from 8 to like 13, 12 or something. Well, because everyone did a hell of a lot better than I did.
Yeah, it was really tight at the bottom for those last couple playoff spots. It was super competitive. And I was just kind of like, because I was 10th or 11th going into the last week. And I was like, oh, man, there's no way I'm going to get in. And luckily, I had a big week. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. I managed to find my way in. And, yeah, now I saw it, and I was like, hey, you know, I got a shot here. And then, yeah, I was like, wait, we're tied and I got eliminated? How did that happen? Because I don't think I ever remember that happening before. So, yeah, I was just like, oh, okay. You know, great. But I guess at least I got in is the way to look at it. But, yeah, I'm going to have to look and see, like, what the tiebreaker was and how I lost. You know, because that would have been huge. If I'd have won, I would have taken out the number one seed.
Isn't there some kind of – what is the tiebreaker? I mean, I know I set up the league, but I
have absolutely no idea what the tiebreaker is. So I'm going to, you know, kind of look and see if I can find it or something. Because, yeah, I don't know. You know, I would like to know if there's a way we can set it or if it's just something that – you know, the league does, but yeah, I haven't been able to find it. So, you know, I'll have to, I was thinking, you know, the way it's going, I may have to email Yahoo and try to find out what they use as a tiebreaker. 'Cause yeah, I don't know. You know, and then, of course, unfortunately in hockey, my year did not go as well. On the plus side, I think I finished ahead of you. Yeah, I didn't I didn't do very well.
I don't even know.
How did you do?
Yeah. I didn't even look.
You know, so yeah, I don't know either, but I'm trying to think. Yeah, there's I think we got 1 week left in that. The first place team did get to the finals. It's the first place team against the fifth place team. So, yeah, I finished in 12th out of 20.
I was like 18.
Yeah, let me find your team here. There you are. Youngbloods is you. Yeah, you were 18th. Well, sorry, that means you don't get to play next year. Oh, so. So yeah, that's a rough year for you.
I mean, I changed my lineup every day. You know, there might have been a couple days, but nothing that would just, you know, totally tank my season or anything like that. But I just literally got my ass handed to me every week. And I think part of it was goalies, but I had two solid goalies, but then they kept getting hurt. So, I mean, it seemed like everyone who was beating me in the goalies and I was just getting frustrated. You know, there's nothing, literally nothing I did worked.
No. And it was a weird year as a whole with everything going on and, you know, games being canceled and moved and, you know, having to continually adjust lineups and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, it is what it is, and hopefully, you know, we'll be back to normal next year.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's probably part of it, too, because especially if it happens on a weekend where the game gets moved, now you just lost your stats.
Yeah, you know, if you get a game that's moved from, you know, any day, actually, to the next week, you know, you lose a whole game of stats. And, you know, some of them were postponed for over a month before they made them up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was definitely a... you know, the hockey season was much odder than the basketball season. You know, the NBA seemed to get through it without, I don't know if they had any postponements, or if they did, they didn't have very many. You know, and while obviously it's tough for, you know, the players in the league itself as a whole, it can wreak havoc on your, you know, your fantasy lineups. And to be fair, it's still doing that with baseball. You know, because I have full ILs, I think, in all of the leagues, in both our fantasy leagues and the Home Run Derby League. You know, all my ILs are full.
I'm down to, like, just enough starting pitching that thankfully we didn't change the requirements for this season is, you know, the biggest one. For me, I mean, and then there's like nothing I could do. You know, I try to pick up guys and there's no one on the waiver. And I'm trying to just find the time to even research more teams to try to make a trade. But then I'm sitting there going, well, who do I trade away? You know, do I trade away, but, you know, you got to get the conversation started. But, you know, history lets us, you and I both, we know this, that to try to get the conversation started, you usually just get rejected, and that's the end of it. I mean, I'm not saying that we should, you know, we have to force the guys to, you know, do trades, but it's like maybe I should put notes in, like, you know, it's fantasy. Like, if you don't like a trade, give them a counter. I don't know. Just that would make it a little bit more interactive, I guess, is my point. It's just so difficult because then, you know, if I do get trade offers, if it's not from you, unless you're really bored, which you've done before, if I don't get a trade offer from you, it's usually some super lopsided, lack of a better term, bullshit trade.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and, you know, and that's always kind of, you know, my problem is, like, I'll send a guy a deal, and then I don't hear anything. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, or then when I actually do get a caller, it's like you said, it's something that, you know, I look at it and I go, why would I take that? That makes no sense for me to do. So.
Yeah. You know, here's three guys who just were pulled up from the minor leagues, and combined they're hitting 200, and they have six hits between the three of them. Will you trade in for Trevor Bauer, Big Jack?
Yeah.
Fair trade.
That's always kind of the odd stuff that I get, you know, when I end up sending a trade out or trying to send a trade out. It's just like, really? What's going on here? Just make me a fair offer so we can at least talk.
Yeah.
You know, like I did see one guy in, I'm trying to remember which league it was, but yeah, he actually put some guys up on the trading block, but unfortunately it was nothing I was looking for.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, unfortunately it's not going to help me out, but maybe You know, I figure you need to go look because one of the guys he put on the trading block is your guy Didi, so you'll have to go and see if you can make a trade with him.
Yeah, sadly I need pitching. I sound like a real Major League Baseball team. I need pitching.
But, yeah, because I've been looking at, you know, trying to go through it and take some time and, you know, match up. And I know, like, the one trade I was really surprised with, I sent a trade to that Willie McGee team, and now he's been in our league forever. And it does look like he's changing his lineup because he's currently in second place. But it just expired. And I'm like, well, that rarely ever happens with him. So I was a little worried that he would quit on us after all these years. I mean, he's been around for a long time. But I guess maybe not. So.
Yeah, that's that silent treatment, the silent, I'm not trading, you know, making that trade kind of response.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't know if, I think everyone can view it, but if you go to, I'll have to send you a screenshot, but the one section where you look at the list of managers, it tells you the last time they logged in.
Oh, does it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'll have to take a look tonight or tomorrow. Well, tonight would be a good night to kind of check, because, you know, I figured, I give it a few weeks before I start calling out the dead teams, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you
know.
Just, you know, you never know when somebody's going to,
yeah,
you know, going to be
well,
like, oh, okay.
Well, and you remember in the hockey league how butthurt everyone got because that one team just, you know, signed up and never, you know, didn't make the draft, never made a single move. And, you know, it was like 4 or 5 weeks in, and I was, you know, I put that post out there. Well, you know, everyone will get a free week. Not everybody. There's only 13 weeks this year. Oh, shut the hell. You know, like.
Yeah.
Get over it. It gave me the win, and it didn't do shit for me, you know. So. Oh, where'd your sister go?
Cool. Yeah, I know how those people get. You know, it's like, ooh, you know, what's going on? So. We'll have to see how it works out. But, yeah, I'm trying to decide. I had a pitcher get hurt in the one league. And I had a guy who had come off the IL that I hadn't taken off yet, so I had to take him off first, and I couldn't pick up another pitcher. So I'm wondering if I have to go in and try to create a trade and make a trade there to where I can get something going and, you know, hopefully figure out some one way or another to accomplish what I need. But I think I'll be okay. I should still make the innings and everything, so that shouldn't be a problem.
You know, that was one of the things, you know, I don't know which league I'm the lead commissioner, or I am in both, I don't remember, but I had changed that setting so that, you know, transactions happen today.
Yeah.
It actually screws you in the situation you just brought up. Which, you know, it kind of sucks. Because if, like you said, if your guy gets hurt and you notice it today and it's already, you know, kind of happened, you know, someone else, or their team started, you know, the game started and you don't put him on the IL right away, you know, there's nothing you could do and you can't go after that other guy or you're put on a waiver.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I just kind of, you know, I'm like, well, okay, let's take a look here and, you know, and see who's got what, who's doing what, and hopefully I can find somebody. But, yeah, it hasn't been the coming up with guys, but maybe. And then I did see that the Giants Rockies game is already postponed for tonight due to weather. So
it's that time of year we're supposed to get hit with tornadoes tonight too, Big Jack.
Well, just a slight deal, they said. we'll see how that works out. But, yeah, I've been waiting. You know, they were talking about rain for I don't know how long today, and I keep waiting for it to rain, and it hasn't rained. So. But, yeah, at least luckily my baseball teams are managing to win. So that's been a bit of a plus.
No, I got my ass handed to me in one of them this week. So,
did you?
I'm still in the top, four. I'm in the lead for my division for each. So that part of it's okay for now. But, I don't want to start getting these bigger losses in the beginning. So, but, like I said, it all comes down to that damn pitching and my guys getting hurt.
Yeah, that's always the tough part with it is you got guys who are gonna go down or hopefully they're not out long. But yeah, like some of the guys, man, it's like, God, when are they coming back? And then I know like in the one league I put Greg Holland on the IL and he came back the next day. I was like, wait, he just went on.
Well, the one I'm stuck in is I have Dellin Betances and Zach Britton in the same league.
Oh.
Our same team.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, the late comeback towards the middle of the season or June, hopefully by June, that they're ready and good to go. And, that'll kind of help give me that boost because I'm, losing on that saves and holds categories.
Yeah. Yeah, I am I'm scuffling with the save part, but I knew that was going to happen when I – the way I drafted, I knew I was really going to scuffle with winning those categories. But, it is what it is. And luckily, everything else I'm doing okay in. So we'll see if it's enough to keep me going.
Yeah, I tried to incorporate in the one league, some way to make it a little better or more, I don't know. I think maybe having saves and net saves versus set saves and holds is maybe a little too much, but, we'll see how it goes for this season. I just figured it was another opportunity to kind of get another point.
Yeah, there's never anything wrong with trying a stat to see how it works out. But, one of those things.
I mean, from what I've changed, and I don't know how much you paid attention to it or not, was there anything you disliked, as far as kind of going in? And that was part of, I just happened to click on it and noticed that Yahoo added a bunch of new stats. So I was like, well, let's play around with some new stuff.
Yeah, the sad part is I didn't even notice them this year when I went in to set up. I guess I just wasn't paying close enough attention. or whatever, you know, whatever one of those things happened. It was just kind of like, yeah, okay. So yeah, I'll have to take, you know, make sure I take a much better look at it and all that, you know, all that stuff. So.
Yeah. And, you know, it was something I didn't really address for these two leagues. It was more so the home run league because, you know, I wanted everyone to know that I was joining it, that it was all for home runs.
Yeah. Well, and everybody did, except one guy. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it just, I'll have to keep that in mind next year. I mean, you know, not unless they come up with some new crazy stuff, but, you know, just trying some new things out. And of course, you know, at the end of the season, you and I will talk and figure out like, oh no, that one was, you know, didn't work out or, you know, just to kind of keep the game fresh. I mean, I know it's a free game and I wish, you know, maybe I take it a little too seriously, but at the same time, you know, I think a lot of the guys in our league still have fun with it. And even though we have that bottom five rule, I've noticed the guys that have been in the league for a long time, so I try to keep that in mind, too, before dropping.
Yeah, no, you know, I always make sure we, you know, like I'll look before I remove anybody to see, you know, when, you know, how long have they been with us, you know, what's going on and all that stuff. Before I'll, you know, before I'll send them packing.
That's just funny. We have one guy who we kick out of every league, and he joins the next year because of Facebook posts.
So, yeah, well, actually, I don't believe that's going to happen anymore.
Oh, really? You're not friends anymore?
No, if it's the guy you're talking about, he died.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I don't think he'll be joining. So was it the former wrestling referee that you had problems with?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't even remember why I had problems with.
Yeah, he passed away, so we won't. He will. I don't know if he's in this year, but if he is, we may have to start making adjustments to his baseball teams ourselves. I know he liked to get in the hockey league. So.
Yeah. Yeah, for the life of me, I don't remember what his face or what the issue was. I must have blocked it out.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. So, but all right, you know, what is kind of surprising here, Dan, and I don't know how many people know this, do you know the San Francisco Giants are in first place in the National League West?
Yes, I did.
And now what I'm kind of wondering is, you know, I know the Dodgers are a deep team, but I'm starting to wonder how many more injuries they can suffer. You know, Dustin May got hurt in the start yesterday, and now they've announced today that he will undergo Tommy John surgery.
Are you kidding me? Who has him on his team?
They have Corey Knebel on the 60-day DL, and it doesn't look like he'll be back this year either. You throw in David Price and Broussard Gratal, who are also on the IL, and those are just the pitchers, you know, and then you get into the regular team and you're looking at the, you know, they brought up Zach McKinstry, who was doing okay. He got hurt. And then of course, you know, they lost Cody Bellinger weeks ago and he hasn't been anywhere close to being back. So you've got to start to wonder how much more this team can handle.
Yeah, but, you know, and you kind of point all that out, and the first thing I'm thinking is, well, why isn't that the Padres in the Giants' position?
Why isn't what their position? Why they're getting guys hurt?
No, I mean, why aren't the Padres in the Giants' position in first place?
Yeah, you know, that I don't really know. I was kind of wondering the same thing when I was just kind of looking at the standings, and I was like, oh, how did San Francisco get there? Did they, you know, did they get hot, or, you know, did San Diego start to struggle? And You know, the odd thing is the Padres are actually in third. The Dodgers have somehow managed to hang on to second, even though,
yeah,
you know, they're scuffling as of late. And now, obviously, you know, it's just May, and everything is really close. I mean, the Giants are only a half a game ahead of the Dodgers. They're a game and a half ahead of the Padres, just two games ahead of the Diamondbacks. So everybody in the division except the Rockies is playing very good baseball. So, you know, eventually when they start playing each other more and more, it's going to be very interesting to see how it works out. But, yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny that it was the San Francisco Giants that somehow it had bumped up to first place, you know, and actually have – are they tied for the best record in baseball? So, yeah, it looks like they're tied for the best record in baseball with the Brewers at 17-11.
Yeah. There's another kind of shocker. Yeah. I wouldn't say shocker, but just I don't think you expected that to happen out the gate.
Yeah.
You know, I've been trying on the weekends, especially, or, you know, during the week a little bit, catching the late night games. Anthony, just go. I'm trying to cook. You know how it is. I lost my train of thought. Well,
you were trying to.
Yeah, you know, when I watched the West Coast games, and, you know, it was pretty exciting. I did catch was it the Padres and the Dodgers this weekend where, you know, the Padres came back and kind of kicked butt. Or, you know, I don't know what day it is anymore, to be honest with you. So it was pretty interesting to watch them come back from, like, a four-run deficit. And I think it was against the Dodgers. And then, you know, a couple plays later, they're tied up. And I think they ended up winning that game. So I think, you know, right now, to be honest with you, West Coast, you know, National League baseball is kind of where it's at as far as the excitement and kind of the closest in the races. Not to take anything away from, you know, our division here and even the East, but they, you know, out West, they seem to have a little bit more excitement. And I think it's because you've got the Giants back. You know, does that have anything to do with Buster Posey? I mean, he's been playing really well compared to some other players. Specifically a San Francisco or a St. Louis Cardinals catcher.
Well, actually surprising, Yachty's been doing pretty well. You know, unfortunately he got hurt. So, you know, we got to see how he does when he comes back. But, yeah, Buster is still putting up big, you know, the better numbers.
Yeah, and, you know, and to be honest with you, I feel like he's putting up better numbers than he has over the last few seasons. Granted, he wasn't there last year, but, you know, even if he was here, you and I really wouldn't count his statistics totally because of the 60 games.
Yeah.
But, you know, he seems to be kind of back. And, you know, this is one of those things, and I hope this season plays out for him. You know, the fact that a guy like him, being in the league over 10 years, was able to get a whole season off. And, I mean, at this point, it's really working out for him.
Yeah, you know, and I do wonder if that kind of played into it. You know, he opted out last year, and you've got to wonder if maybe he's just healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then in here,
yeah,
Dan, I don't know if you...
Postponed.
Oh, are they official? Yeah, that's no surprise. And I don't know if you have him on any of your teams, but Shohei Ohtani was scratched from his start today. I didn't see it, but apparently he got hit on the elbow yesterday. And since he bats left-handed, that's his pitching arm. So they scratched him today. And, again, this is no surprise with Ohtani. Unfortunately, this just kind of seems to follow him around. So hopefully it's just one start that he'll miss. And Jose Quintana is going to move up and take the start tonight against the Rays. But, you know, what the Angels haven't said is if Ohtani will hit, you know, if he'll be the DH tonight. So we're still waiting for that announcement to come out. Or I don't know. Yeah, their lineup hasn't been released yet. So.
No, no.
We will see how it goes. But, yeah, I'm interested to know, you know, if they're going to lose any other games tonight. I think we're okay. Because, you know, the White Sox aren't at home, so, you know, they're not going to cancel. And I think everything else will get in before the storm gets east, as they say.
Yeah, I know. I just pulled Chris Bryant from the home run.
Yeah, I had to go in. I had a Giant and a Rocky in mind. And I had to go in and get everybody out and, you know, get it all switched around because I was like, yeah. You know, if I want to have any opportunity in getting it there. So, yeah, and, you know, oddly, the Rays lineup has been released for that game, but the Angels hasn't yet. So.
Oh, it's Joe Madden, what do you expect?
Yeah, and I know, what is it, the rule now is it has to be released like 2 hours before game time or something, so they have plenty of time. You know, it's not like anybody is panicking except for fantasy players who want to know who's in the damn lineup and who's not. So. You know, because of course that's how I am. I'm looking at my FanDuel lineups going, damn it, when's Oakland going to release their lineup? Or when's Toronto going to release their lineup? Or when are the Angels going to release their lineup? So. Okay, see, luckily Oakland released theirs. So my one lineup is there is okay. But, yeah, I need the Angels and the Blue Jays. And I think I'm okay with the two guys I have in my lineup because I have Jared Walsh and Bo Bichette. So I'm pretty confident that they'll play. But, you know, anytime I say that, something happens when they don't play. So. But, yeah, you know, and it is a pretty short schedule when you run even the two postponements. You know, we only have what? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just 8 games tonight. So it's Milwaukee at Philadelphia, the Rangers at Minnesota, the Mets at the Cardinals, the Indians at the Royals, the Rays at the Angels, the Blue Jays are in Oakland to take on the A's there, the Orioles at Seattle, and the Pirates at San Diego. So, you know, and then we had San Francisco at Colorado and the Dodgers at the Cubs postponed already. So, you know, I believe it's an MLB Network game tonight. I don't think the Mickey Mouse Network doesn't have one. And I think Fox FS1 shows theirs on Wednesday. So. Yeah. You know, now this is interesting since you brought him up and you had him in your home run derby. You know, Chris Bryant is off to a hell of a start. I think he's tied for the National League lead in home runs and extra base hits. Unfortunately, the Cubs are still 12-16 and already 5 games out of first place. That's going to continue to get worse, and they actually have a better chance of finishing last in the NL Central than I thought they did originally. Do you think this leads them more to moving him now that he looks healthy and he's playing like Chris Bryant, where they may actually get some good value for him? Or do you think they're going to be dumb enough to ride this out thinking they can re-sign him and then leave him when he signs somewhere else for, you know, $300 million in 10 years?
I mean, I hope they don't ride it out. I think, you know, they need to work something out with him, even if it's revisiting his contract talks after the season's over. You know, I mean, not to say, you know, obviously we don't see this that often, but, you know, Aroldis Chapman said when Brian Cashman sent him over to, I think that's the wrong name, but when he sent him over to Chicago, Aroldis said, I'm coming back to New York when this season's over. And it happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like you're saying, I think in either instance, I think it would be the best decision for the Cubs to trade him away to a team that needs him. Because either way, you're going to have the opportunity to discuss contracts. And let's be honest, you and I both know, even if he has something and he's talking with the Cubs and Jed, he's going to go on the market. He's going to try to get those offers.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, as much as, you know, I think the majority of Cub fans would like to see him stay here, it's very clear that the Cubs are not going to hand out the kind of contract that Chris Bryant is going to want, you know, that Scott Boras is going to ask for with him. So, it's just, an unfortunate situation. So we'll, you just got to hope for the best. And, you know, there was a rumor, I think it was a week or two ago, it didn't go very far, but apparently the Yankees have actually already reached out to the Cubs to kick the tires on an Anthony Rizzo trade.
You know, and to be honest, that's a trade, you know, any Cubs fan would not want to see, and any Red Sox fan. But, you know, for Anthony Rizzo's sake, you know, and it would suck to lose a guy like that because he does, I think, a lot of great stuff for Chicago with his charities and all that. But for Anthony Rizzo and his career, if he can wrap it up with the pinstripes, I mean, he's already got the ring. Why not chase after another ring with one of the biggest organizations you can go after? I think he'd be a great, solid corner, you know, on the corner for them and have the opportunity to DH.
So, yeah, I mean, you're getting a Gold Glove first baseman who, you know, left-handed in Yankee Stadium where it's built, you know, he could actually, he could, you know, put up 40 home runs if he played there, you know, the full season. It'll be interesting to see if that continues or how it kind of, you know, worked out. But, you know, I was just kind of like, wow, that's interesting that's the route they looked at. Rizzo's a guy in the last year of his contract. I don't know what he's looking for. So, you know, it could be kind of interesting. But here you go, Dan. This is how smart I am when it comes to fantasy baseball. One of the guys I was really big on coming into this year was Keston Hiro of the Brewers. Well, he got off to a huge slump this year, and they just sent him to AAA. So, and I think I have him on everything. So I'm,
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't big on him or anything. I actually didn't really know much about him until I watched, you know, several Cubs Brewers games. I didn't even realize it was you that had him, though. I did immediately after watching my first game. I went and looked for him on the wire. So I don't blame you one whatsoever.
Yeah, I honestly thought he would, you know, give me 30 home runs, and they were moving him to first base. So, you know, he would get, you know, the playing time he needed, no problems. And, yeah, hopefully he'll work it out in AAA, because I know, I think that season is starting, it might even be tonight. So hopefully he'll work it out and be back soon. But yeah, that's just what I needed is one more guy. Well, at least I can put him on the NA. I don't have to put him on the IL, so I should have some spots there. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, the only NA I have is Yasiel Puig still.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well, he did play in the Mexican League, but that doesn't help you with with our leagues.
No. And Adrian Gonzalez is playing for down in the Mexican League, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think him and his kid are on the same team down there. So.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I was stoked to see that. So, but I interrupted you, so where were you going?
Well, I was going to say, while we were talking, or while I brought up injuries before, you know, the other big one yesterday was Luis Robert. You know, they said he's got a right hip flexor strain. I don't know much about the injury. I don't know how long that could keep him out, but, you know, the White Sox are now down two-thirds of their starting outfield, and we're talking about guys who were supposed to be big, big contributors to this lineup with Robert and then, of course, Eloy Jimenez, who's basically going to miss the entire season. Boy, you know, is this going to kind of hurt their possible playoff contention, you think?
I think so, and I just actually got an update a couple minutes ago while we were talking, that he will not resume baseball activities for 12 to 16 weeks. So, you know what that means. He's not even going to, you know, hit off a tee or, you know, do anything for up to 16 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, and the odd thing, you know, Dan, is if the White Sox actually do find their way into the playoffs, they could get Robert and Jimenez back for the playoffs.
Oh, it would be like the Chris or Kyle Schwarber moment, or it could be.
Yeah. So, you know, it maybe, I don't know if it would, but, you know, it's going to be tough for them to get there without both of those guys. You know, and I know, what is it, you know, Adam Engel is still hurt. He'll be coming back soon. But, you know, I mean, you're looking at the lineup. I mean, that means Andrew Vaughn is going to get a chance to play regularly, which I know, you know, everybody should be pretty excited about because he looks like his hitting is coming around. But, you know, that means a lot of Lourdes Garcia, and I know the White Sox seem to love him, but I'm not sold on him being that guy. You know, so, but I guess we'll see. I don't think Merced can play the outfield. You know, he's a catcher by trade. I don't know.
But,
you know, do they have another prospect they can bring up?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, like you said, I mean, everyone's pretty much there who's playing. And, you know, I've got Laurie on my team, so that just means, I'll just get some more playing time, more starts out of him. But, you know, I'm not looking for him to be an everyday. I didn't draft him for an everyday player. I was just hoping to get a guy who could, you know, multiple positions. So at least I'll have that in the bag.
Yeah, and then, you know, depending on how deep your league is, you may actually want to go out and take a look at Billy Hamilton because he's the other white outfielder on the White Sox.
It's so weird to hear that name. Hear that name with the White Sox now. And you know, it's just because of what it is, him being for the start of his career, you know, a National League guy. But not only that, not to say to hear his name, but to hear his name being like the fifth, sixth outfielder on this White Sox team, where, you know, 3 years ago, he probably could have got probably could have had the job for starting. You know, so, I mean, that's kind of, for me, the unfortunate part for Billy Hamilton is, you know, that speed never equated to, you know, gave him that power at the bat, at the plate. Not that he needed power,
unfortunately,
but, you know.
He could just never hit for a high enough average for it to really be a big enough factor. You know, there were some other injuries here. You know, nothing that looks like they're going to end up on the IL, it may be a day-to-day thing. Bryce Harper won't play tonight, and they're unsure about tomorrow. Not due to being actually hit in the face, but after the ball hit in the face, it deflected into his wrist. and he's having problems with a sore wrist, so they're going to give him the night off and hope it heals up. My guy Tommy Lasella strained his left hamstring, and it does look like he's going to end up on the IL, but it should be, you know, just short term, the 10 days he should be fine. J.D. Davis of the Mets ended up on the IL with a left hand sprain. So, you know, and then George Springer missed the game. You know, he hit two home runs. That was actually one for me in Home Run Derby. I had George Springer and Mike Trout, and Springer hit two and Trout hit one. But he took the day off yesterday, and I think he's out of their lineup today. They just need to rest him. He's a little sore. This was a funny story, Dan. I don't know if you saw this one. Jesus Luzardo of the A's had to go on the 10-day injury list after I believe he fractured a finger while playing a video game. Yeah, I don't know which one. I don't know which video game it was, but he hurt it playing a video game. you know, and then, you know, Ian Happ had the collision with Nico Horner. He wasn't going to play tonight, but it doesn't matter. Ranger starter Kohei Araya is dealing with a right middle finger blister, so he may miss a start or two. Trevor Story had x-rays on his finger, but they came back negative, so he shouldn't miss too much time. The Braves had a big injury. I don't know if you saw Travis Dinald went on the 60-day DL. So he's going to be out for quite a while. They also put Alex Jackson on the 10-day with a hamstring strain. What else we got here? Jordan Hicks has some right elbow inflammation and is going to be day-to-day. And then Marco Gonzalez, the Mariners starter, is close to coming back. He has a left forearm strain. And he started throwing, so he's very close to returning. So those are, you know, important injuries for some pretty big guys. So you got to keep up on that if you have them in fantasy or if you want to use them in daily fantasy. You know, double check your lineup and make sure these guys are actually going to play for you. You know, because that's always the worst when you put a guy in and then he doesn't play.
Yeah, he whacked his hand on a table, I guess it was, after he was playing.
So
I think that was just one I read earlier today. No.
So yeah, I actually realized I had to go in and edit one more of my lineups. I had Corey Seager starting in one of them. I was like, whoops, better get him out. So. Because that ain't going to do any good. So Corey Seager comes out and Paul DeJong goes in. Hopefully that will work out for me. We shall see how it goes. But, yeah, so with no Cubs game tonight, what are you going to watch?
We'll see what time. It depends on the other games that are on.
Well, you can watch anything. So whoever's playing, you can hunt them down and find them. So you'll be all set. The link that will take you to the Facebook page. So go on by if you've got a like. But don't forget to Twitter feed, which is at Full-Time Radio. My friend and I are also on Twitter. If you want to head on over and look us up, we're cool with that. And if you'd like for us to stop by and listen to us live today, well, thank you very much for doing that. And I really appreciate that. But if you missed out, all you're going to do is go over to TuneIn.com and listen to us anytime you want.